This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The 100-share index in London, coming off an extended Christmas break, up 0.3% now. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up on the 0.4% range. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.24%. How much are we buying from over there versus how much we're selling to them? This morning, we'll get a preliminary look at America's trade balance that helps us understand where the jobs and the wealth is flowing, to what extent we're doing the work in the economy, or are we doing the consuming? As Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, a strong dollar is making American products more expensive abroad.
To some Americans, a strong dollar may sound like a good thing.
Imported goods are cheaper, and you can afford to take a vacation in Europe, for example.
Barry Bosworth is an economist at the Brookings Institution. He says we Americans have been importing more than we export for decades. But the strong dollar is deepening that dynamic. And that's not great for American firms that sell their wares abroad.
Because the goods you produce are more difficult to sell overseas.
Bosworth says that trickles down to American workers who could lose their jobs if demand slackens for the products they make. Patrick Newport is an economist at IHS Global Insight. He expects the dollar's value will start to drop next year, but he says that will take a long time to flush through the economy and show up in the trade balance.
So what we're expecting over the next 2 or 3 years is for exports to grow very slowly and for imports to grow faster than they have in recent times.
And that, he says, will be a drag on the economy. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.